Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me on the Light Journal podcast. I'm Jamie Perez. Today, I'll be discussing the idea of serving through being. This is the sixth episode of the Seven Levels of Service series. If you haven't listened to earlier episodes, I urge you to do so. Moving through the seven levels of service is designed to develop each body or sheath of consciousness, but it isn't always straightforward. Our path can and often will have starts, stops, and backtracking. We might even find shortcuts that jump through different levels of service to the highest level of bliss. That's what happened to me when I was in my early 20s. The only problem with shortcuts is that we don't learn the foundational skills for maintaining and sustaining the higher levels of consciousness. It's like trying to do calculus without a basic understanding of addition and subtraction. Serving consciousness is not an easy transition to make, especially in a world that consistently devalues our intuitive and spiritual identity. And yet, if we did the work and removed our masks, if we developed a more authentic relationship with our psyche and learned to see through the illusions all around us, if we aligned to our higher self and learned to trust and cooperate with its agenda, then we are ready for what comes next, serving by being. This is the sixth level of service designed to bring us into a state of bliss, also known as the bliss body or bliss sheath. I want to tell you about a Hindu epic poem that I recently discovered. It explores the spiritual journey of a fictional young man who they call Siddhartha. Siddhartha was raised in the highest echelon of society, the Brahmin caste, and he was expected to become one of the high priests. The thing is, when he was still a young man, he became discontented because nothing he was learning from his father or the priests was enough to unite him with his core, or purest awareness known as Atman. It just so happened some ascetics were traveling through his town, and they seemed to have all the answers. These were men who had completely devoted themselves to destroying the ego through things like extreme fasting, self-deprivation, and meditation. So he decided that was what he wanted to do. He demanded that his father release him so he could join them. And he did. He learned from them, and he did everything they expected of him. But after 3 years, he realized he was no closer to his goal. They had taught him how to fast, how to think, and how to wait, but he needed more. So when his best friend told him about the Buddha, he felt like this was a last-ditch effort to liberate him from the ego. He traveled a great distance with his friend to find the Buddha, and then he listened carefully to everything the Buddha had to say. He quickly realized that Buddha possessed the elusive state of bliss that he himself craved, but none of his teachings showed him how to get there. Teachers, like the Buddha, could only share their knowledge, not their wisdom. Siddhartha realized that wisdom is an intensely personal experience, so he went on his way, deciding to become his own teacher. And after many additional experiences and many additional years, Siddhartha did land upon the truth of this existence. First, he recognized that when a wise person tries to explain or express their wisdom to others, it just sounds like foolishness to the other people. We can all find wisdom. We can live it. We can be carried by it. We can do wonders with it. But when we speak of it or we try to teach it, others can't understand it because they didn't walk in our path. They didn't have the same experiences that we did. Secondly, Siddhartha realized that the world isn't one thing or another. Time isn't real. Everything that exists between linear time and eternity is an illusion. All that is, has been, and will be, exists at the same time. We can experience this timelessness through deep meditation. In this space, everything is good, everything is complete, everything is part of the one source. At the end of the poem, Siddhartha made a very powerful statement. He said, "The only important thing is being able to love the world, not to condemn it, not to hate it and myself, but to be able to view it and myself and all beings with love and admiration and awe. This last statement is how we experience reality when we're in the bliss body. And this is also how we serve at this level, by simply being. Being love, being peace, and being the physical manifestation of a spiritual reality that exists beyond the boundaries of time, that is neither one thing or another, but all things at once. We might say we are both the sinner and the priest, the mother and the child, the man and the woman, the stone and the mason, the earth and the sky. We're not one thing or another, because we exist in totality, outside time, as all the entities, shapes, and forms that we have ever been or will ever be. We're both the creator and the created. From the level of pure awareness, we experience existence at every level, as the carpenter, the hammer, the nail, and the wood. We are source in expression, source manifested in the flesh. That means everyone and everything is source also. Every word we say, every thought we think, every level of consciousness we tap into is source. We are the living embodiment of source. That's what this level of service is all about. There's no more place for feelings of inferiority or unworthiness or inadequacy. There's no more place for denying or excusing or blaming. We're here. We're living a life that's uniquely ours on this planet in our form and shape, so we can experience the things that we're experiencing, because Source is infinitely curious and wants to experience everything from every angle and every perspective. And when we truly, genuinely believe and absorb this truth, our entire worldview shifts. Service is simply being who we are, divinity in the flesh. It's hard to explain the bliss state. It has to be experienced to be understood, but having experienced it, I'd like to give it a try. For a bit of context, this occurred when I was still enmeshed in Christianity, and I decided to go work one summer at the Word of Life Bible Institute Island Camp in Schroon Lake, New York. Every day there, I'd spend hours meditating on the rocks beside the lake. One day, when I was hyper-focusing on a Bible verse from Ephesians that I was convinced held some deeper meaning, it happened. Something broke loose inside me, and I heard or connected with something I believed was God. My world was instantly transformed. Everything felt brighter somehow, the colors more vibrant, and nature more intimate and connected. Others at the camp started coming up to me, telling me that I actually glowed. They could sense spirit in me. For lack of a better description, I became like a lighthouse, and others were drawn to it. In some ways, it felt like I had transcended lower emotions, existing more as an observer than the observed. I possessed a sense of inner knowing that everything was exactly as it was supposed to be. I didn't need to change anyone or evangelize or spout words of wisdom, because everyone and everything was exactly as it was supposed to be. This feeling lasted throughout the remainder of my time at the camp, which was about a week, but then I returned home. I remember telling my pastor about it, that I had heard God. He laughed, completely dismissed my experience. He had nothing to compare it with in his own life, so he didn't understand it. It sounded like foolishness to him. Without any guidance or support, well, I floundered. My pastor couldn't help me maintain or sustain it, so within a week of being home, the bliss began to fade away until it was gone altogether, but never forgotten. 40 years later, and I still remember those 2 weeks with awe. Fortunately, time and experience has given me perspective. I didn't have the proper foundation for maintaining the bliss body then. I didn't know how or why it happened. I didn't know what it was. But I do now. Ego tells us that we're here to fix the world. Bliss tells us the world doesn't need fixing. Ego tells us that our value lies in what we do. Bliss tells us that our value lies in who we are. Ego tells us that we must serve Source. Bliss tells us that we are Source. Ego tells us that we have only one right path to walk. Bliss tells us that all paths lead to learning. Bliss rests in the recognition that all is Source, our reality, our value, our being, and our learning. All we need is awareness of what already is, always has been, and always will be. We are Source. We are love. We are light. We are infinite. All else is illusion. All else leads to suffering. So be that. Be who you are. Be Source in expression. Know yourself. Know who you are. Know you are Source in expression. Thanks for listening. In the next podcast, I'll discuss the last and seventh level of service, manifesting a new world through healing. I'm Jamie Perez with the Light Journal Podcast. If you haven't already done so, be sure to subscribe. Blessings on your journey, everyone.